Hey everyone, welcome back to Google Workspace Recap, where we review everything Workspace every week. You get me solo again this week, as Steve seems to have the flu, but I promise I will go slower on the updates than I did last time. That was the number one feedback about me, is that I speak very, very quickly, which if you listen to the show, you know is usually the case. But for the updates, I will be sure to slow it down a bit. If you want me to go faster, then hey, hit the 2x speed button, as I'm sure you generally do with podcasters, and you'll be able to speed me up. This week's nerdy shirt of the week supporting fellow creators is from Raid Owl, and is the No Pain, No Gain shirt, illustrating the pain we all know and hate of rack nuts and the scars to prove it. So, definitely been there, definitely have the scars to prove it, definitely hate it. But this is a great shirt, so definitely go and check it out. That is from Raid Owl over on YouTube. RaidOwl.com, I think, is his website. We've got a bunch of updates for you this week here. We'll try and get through all of them. I'm not going to do the news because it's just me and don't really have the time to go through all of that, so we'll have to do a combined news episode next week. However, there is one thing that I want to address, and that is an announcement that came out that Google, who we all know and love, is getting out of the domains game completely. Now, details about this are still coming out, but Google Domains is going away. They have sold the division to Squarespace, who will transition all of the domains and all of the billing over and continue to operate the Google Domains division under the Squarespace brand. Now, again, details are relatively scarce on this, and we are still getting new information trickling out. I did see a Twitter thread that said that they had seen an internal Google email that said that Google Domains Google Domains over on Google Cloud will also be a part of this. Now, that was a relatively newer feature or a relatively newer service compared to Google Domains, which we've had for quite some time and made a lot of people's lives easier, especially when it came to just buying simple domains, getting them to work, and not worrying about, you know, registration or privacy because that was included, and just getting it set up to operate. That will all be migrating over to Squarespace. Now, I do know that there is some more information coming down the pipe, so I will find out what I can share with all of you and get more for the episode next week. It is an unfortunate step that Google is taking because, quite frankly, it was just so easy to set up all of the MX records and the routing correctly and easily and simply for Google Workspace, because it's a Google product, and this one really made a lot of sense, in my opinion, as it should have stayed a Google product. So, another thing to be added to the killed by Google graveyard pile. Fortunately, they didn't just kill it, they are migrating everything over to Squarespace, and as is most things with Google, it's going to take a while. First, it has to pass regulatory approval. So it has to get the normal traditional sale of large unit from public company to another public company. So that'll take a while. And then once that is most likely greenlit by the US government, it will then begin the migration process. And we are told that you shouldn't really notice. Your domains will just be migrated over to Squarespace, and Squarespace will be the ones who are the registrar and who will be doing the hosting of said domains, and any changes and billing and whatnot will need to go through them. Google also did say, let me just pull up the link here, that they will be honoring any purchases that had been made. Let me get the exact wording here because I don't want to mess this up. This includes approximately 10 million domains hosted on Google Domains, spread across millions of customers, yada, yada, yada. Supporting a smooth transition for customers over the coming months with the help of the Google Domains team is our top priority. This is from Squarespace. Squarespace can provide an integrated experience of purchasing and managing domains, along with offering other tools that these customers may need to build their online presence. There is no immediate impact on your Google Domains account, and there's nothing you need to do at this time. Once regulatory approvals are obtained and the transaction closes, you will become a customer of Squarespace, and your domain will be owned and, after a transition period, managed by Squarespace. Squarespace will also provide billing and support services to Google Workspace customers that signed up for the service through Google Domains, and customers will continue to have the option to make changes to their domains account at any time. I am a fan of Squarespace personally. I'm a Squarespace reseller. I'm a Squarespace expert, and I have built our website as well as several other websites, a whole bunch of client websites on Squarespace over the years. I think this is a fantastic move for Squarespace. I think it's a dumb move for Google. And hey, unfortunately, you know, Google cited, and I quote, efforts to sharpen our focus. In selling the Google Domains Registrar business. This launched in 2014, and it was a big proponent of HTTPS and top-level domains, and the service only just exited beta in 2022. So I really personally had a lot of high hopes for this one, and nothing. So they're getting rid of it, and more power to Squarespace. I'm glad that I'm invested in them and that I am an expert with them, because that's going to be the best way, I think, going forward to get domains. Now, I am also looking at Cloudflare domains. I've heard some people have already early success migrating their domains over from Google Domains to Cloudflare domains right after they heard this announcement. I personally have been waiting for Google to make a mass transition capability for domains much easier, because I have about 300 domains on GoDaddy. And GoDaddy, as far as the domains experience, in my opinion, has gone down tremendously in terms of UI and support over the last couple of years, ever since the company was sold. They have been making efforts to improve in that area through the beta of their new interface, and it is getting there. It is pretty good, but it's not as simple and straightforward as Google was, and I doubt it's as simple and straightforward as Squarespace is making there. So Squarespace, if you want to talk about it, let me know. Happy to have you on the show, get more information, and talk about the new offering as it comes out. So that's what I want to say about that. Here are the updates of the week. Silent releases. Get more granular views of Google Slides with new Zoom settings. Expanding Google Drive log events to additional Google Workspace editions. Expanding originality reports in Google Classroom to Microsoft Word files. And adding rich text formatting to comments in Google Classroom. The published releases are as follows. You can experience better collaboration in conference rooms with new support for whiteboard cameras on Google Meet hardware. Use directory sync to replace the domain name for synced users. Add or remove client-side encryption from Google Sheets and Google Slides files. Google Meet expands language support for closed captioning and translated captions. Improving table placements in Google Docs. View more insights and take quick action via the Chrome Browser Cloud Management Home card in the admin console. And finally, pull rich data from apps directly into Google Docs with third-party smart chips. All right, update number one. Get more granular views of Google Slides with a new Zoom setting. This is a very simple one, folks. You can now customize your views in Google Slides with a new custom Zoom settings, which basically just means that you can type in the desired Zoom percent, or you can use their preset Zoom percentages in the drop-down menu at the top of your presentation, which if you're on the video side, you'll be able to see the GIF that they have included here. If you're not, it's just in the Zoom settings. You can type in what you want. Okay, way too long on a very simple update here. Next, expanding Google Drive log events to additional Google Workspace editions. Drive log events is a feature that enabled admins to access an audit and investigation page to run searches related to Drive log events. Well, it's now available for Google Workspace Business Starter and Essentials Starter editions. Short and sweet. Next, expanding originality reports in Google Classroom to Microsoft Word files. Pretty straightforward there. Educators can now run Google Classroom originality reports on Microsoft Word files. And they specify here, .docx, to check their students' work for authenticity. The tool will identify uncited content and plagiarism by comparing a file against web pages and books on the internet. All right. We had to turn it in to turnitin.com when I was in high school and dealing with Classroom. They didn't have Google Classroom back then. Sad times. All right, next up is adding rich text formatting to comments in Google Classroom. So rich text formatting is now available for class and private comments in Google Classroom. Seeing a lot of updates to Google Classroom lately as the school year comes to a close. With this update, you'll enable your teachers and students to customize and add emphasis to their content. It is apparently a highly requested feature. It includes bolding, underlining, italicizing, and bulleted lists. I can imagine why that would be a highly requested feature. Good times. All right, on to the actual updates of the week. First published update. Experience better collaboration in conference rooms with new support for whiteboard cameras on Google Meet hardware. This is actually an entire new category here. They're rolling out support for whiteboard cameras, with the first camera that is included in this being the Logitech Scribe. And this is for those of you that are in classrooms or in boardrooms and you're writing on a physical whiteboard, not a touchscreen, but a physical whiteboard, and you have a camera pointed downward at the wall to pick up the things that you're writing on said whiteboard or on the wall if you have whiteboard paint like some of my clients do. Logitech Scribe is going to be the first supported camera. The goal here is to make it a lot easier for those who are attending a meeting that is taking advantage of a whiteboard on the wall and they are remote. They'll now be able to view the things that are being written on the board as it will be presented as another video stream to the meeting, to the Google Meet. As a result, remote meeting participants will be able to see what is being drawn on a meeting room whiteboard. An updated touch controller UI will allow users to easily share the in-room whiteboard upon selecting the, quote, present to the meeting button, followed by the new, quote, whiteboard camera option. Additional details on that is that additional partnerships are going to be explored to expand the content camera support, and they're going to be making announcements as those become available. There is no admin control for this feature. However, admins will have the option of setting a default whiteboard camera in the admin console if you would like to receive alerts when it goes offline. There's instructions here on how to set a default peripheral camera. The rollout pace for this gradual rollout up to 15 days starts on June 19th, which is already a couple of days ago, and it is available to all Google Workspace customers with Google Meet hardware kits with touch controller support and Google Meet hardware devices that have not yet reached their auto update expiration date. Next up, use Directory Sync to replace the domain name for synced users. Using Directory Sync, admins can automatically replace the domain name for synced users and groups in their Google Cloud directory. What this means is that synced Google users and groups can have a different domain name than the domain name that is used in the external directory following a sync. Verified domain names within your Google Workspace account can be used to replace user and group domain names. Admins can specify whether the domain change will occur for newly synced users and groups or new and previously synced users and groups. For those who are not familiar with this, Directory Sync is available as an open beta, which means that there is no sign-up required. Rollout pace, rapid release, and scheduled domains. It is available now, and it is available to all Google Workspace customers. All right, next up. Add or remove client-side encryption from Google Sheets and Google Slides files. You can now simply add or remove client-side encryption to existing spreadsheets in Google Sheets or presentations in Google Slides. This update gives you flexibility to control encryption as your documents and projects evolve and progress. This feature is already available for Google Docs. This is in stark contrast to the update from a couple of weeks ago where you would just download and decrypt previously encrypted files from your Docs or from Google Drive. This is not related, I'm just making a terrible joke. Rollout pace for this is gradual rollout up to 15 days for feature visibility on rapid release domains, started on June 13th, and on scheduled release domains, it is a gradual rollout starting on July 5th. It is available to Google Workspace Enterprise Plus, Education Standard, and Education Plus customers. Next up, improving table placements in Google Docs. This is an update that is going to make my legal team very, very happy. Earlier this year, Google rolled out improvements to the formatting and customization options for tables of contents and reorganized the options included in the table properties sidebar in Google Docs. Today, they are introducing improved table positioning options for documents set in pages format. These features add more flexibility and control over the layout of text with tables in Docs, allowing you to drag tables in a document and place them directly where you want, wrap content around a table on a page, the wrap direction left, right, both sides, and margin from the surrounding text can be specified. You can set a fixed position for a table on a page, and you can provide quick layouts to instantly move a table to a preset position on a page. Additionally, they have improved, yay, the import and export of Microsoft Word documents with tables, so your documents remain consistent. Availability of this for rapid release domains is a gradual rollout up to 15 days, started on June 14th. And the full rollout for scheduled release domains is 1 to 3 days for feature visibility, starting on June 27th. It is available to all Google Workspace customers and users with personal Google accounts. So everybody. Next up, view more insights and take quick action via the Chrome Browser Cloud Management Home Card in the Admin Console. Google has been working on rolling out a whole bunch of updates to the homepage of the admin panel to make it more useful with quick, easy access shortcuts and links to allow you to get to what you're trying to do much faster. In addition to adding existing cards in the admin console landing page, such as users or billing, they've now added a card for Chrome Browser Cloud Management. Here you're going to be able to see quick stats, such as the number of enrolled browsers, and directly perform actions, such as enrolling new browsers or managing Chrome extensions. Now, before this rolled out, you would have needed to navigate directly to Menu, Devices, Chrome, and Manage Browsers. And anybody who does manage browsers with any regularity, you will be familiar with how many steps that took. Now this information can be accessed faster directly from the admin console homepage. Additional details here, Chrome Browser Cloud Management allows you to configure and manage browser policies, settings, and apps and extensions across your browsers and do it all from the admin console, even if your workforce uses multiple operating systems and devices. And if you're interested in that, you should go check out our Chrome browser updates that we do or try to do a couple times a year just to keep everybody up to date in that area. The rollout pace for this is it is now available, and availability, it is available to all Google Workspace customers. All right, last update of the week here. Pull rich data from apps directly into Google Docs with third-party smart chips. Google has been rolling out a ton of updates to Smart Canvas and trying to fully build out and roll out all of the features that were announced, two years ago now, since they first rolled this out or first announced it. And now they are adding in more abilities for critical information from third-party apps to directly enter into Google Docs. So today they're excited to share that third-party smart chips in Docs are now generally available for all users. Since they announced this, developers have been able to build app integrations. Several partners, including Atlassian, Figma, Miro, and Whimsical, have already created smart chips so their users can start embedding content from those apps directly into Docs. Notably missing from this is Asana, who's usually part of these announcements, but okay, guess they're not interested in this one. To access third-party smart chips, an admin or a user must first install a partner's add-on from the Google Workspace Marketplace. After that, simply paste a link from the third-party source into your document and select Tab, which works the same way it does everywhere else. So good job on that one, Google. After that, select Tab. You'll then see a smart chip populate in your document that previous critical information from the app right in the flow of your work. Yay, this works the way it should. It looks like it works quite well. You do have to have the third-party integration for each of the apps set up and enabled beforehand, though. So make sure you are aware of which apps your users are using, and you'll have to go in and set that up. This feature, rollout pace, this feature is now available, and it is available to all Google Workspace customers and users with personal Google accounts. So everybody. That's all for this week. Send us your questions and comments either in the comments below if you're over on the YouTube side, or on Twitter, or email us. We're at Workspace Recap. Always love hearing from our listeners. Have a great week. Thanks for coming back every week and staying with us. We'll see you next time on Workspace Recap.